Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines to be established in your life. Praise God. We have a life that we can live daily, and it will be by the power of the Word of God at work in us as we take the Word and we hear it and we do it. We walk by faith. We walk in love towards every person. We're spending time in the Word, and we've made the commitment that we're hearing it and we're doing it. It's very important that what you hear, you do. We're taking our thoughts captive. We're thinking on good things. We're not giving place to the devil in our mind. Our will is set that we're going to choose God's way. We're going to think, what does the Word say in every situation in our life? And we're going to choose to do what God says. We're casting every bit of care, every anxiety upon the Lord. We're not about to let the devil have place to come and choke the Word out of our heart. That's what he uses. One of the things is the cares of this world to choke the Word in your heart. We're going to speak the Word of God. We're going to bridle our tongue. We're not letting corrupt communication come out of our mouth. We're only speaking those things that edify. Are you speaking the things today that are edifying and building people up around you? You may be at work right now. Are you speaking things that are going to be an encouragement? Wherever you might be in the home right now, whatever you're doing, God wants you to be speaking forth His Word, praise God. Speak forth things that edify and build up. Hold fast your confession. Are you speaking God's Word and releasing your faith and holding fast for a promise to come to pass? Don't let the devil have place and get you to get negative. You continue to speak what God's Word says. And learn to pray that Word with your understanding. And as you pray that Word with your understanding, according to the Word, believe you received, pray that prayer of faith, God will hearken unto the voice of that Word with His angels being sent forth to bring it to pass in your life. Are you also praying with your spirit and tongues? You need to pray in tongues. Because as you pray with your spirit and tongues, you're going to release what the Holy Spirit would pray through you. It will be a perfect prayer, a prayer directed by the Holy Spirit according to His knowledge and understanding. He knows everything. Praise God. Do you confess your sins and receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness whenever you sin? It's very important that we keep ourselves in right fellowship with the Lord. Do you repent and turn around from areas, or do you allow yourself to continue with negative attitudes? The repentance means to change the mind and choose God's way. Always be teachable. Always be yielded. Always be adaptable to what the Lord wants. Be ready to repent. Every one of us need our repentant shoes on all the time. We need to be ready that I'm going to turn around as the Lord is dealing with me in areas of my life. I thank you for His correction, that He's going to correct me, and I'm going to be ready to change my mind and repent and choose God's way. Are you forgiving every person who's wronged you or hurt you? Don't let unforgiveness get into you. It'll be like a cancer to your soul. It'll bring much destruction to you. It opens up the door for not only all kind of problems in the soul realm, but also in the physical body. The tormentors will come in and have legal dominion to operate in your life, the demon spirits, if you abide in unforgiveness. Are you being obedient to the Word of God? You need to choose to obey what God says. If you're hearkening diligently unto His voice, then He's going to bless you. Are you being faithful? The faithful man abounds in blessings. Do you humble yourself? Get that pride underfoot. That's what caused the devil to fall, and it'll do the same in your life. The pride goes before a fall. Don't let yourself abide in pride. Be a praiser and a worshiper of God, continually praising and worshiping Him. Learn to be a rejoicer in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. And remember, the joy of the Lord is your fortified place of protection. Separate yourself from the world. Don't let the enemy have place to draw you into the ways of the world. You're not to be conformed and fashioned alike to this world, but you are being transformed by the renewing of your mind. And God wants you to be steadfast on the Word of God. Let that patience, that steadfastness have its perfect work. Do not waver, but run that race with steadfastness. That's the way you possess your soul, praise God. very important that we are incorporating these things into our daily Christian walk. Today we're going to talk about the area of walking free from fear. It is very important that you do not let fear have dominion in your life. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Fear is a spiritual force. It's not just a feeling. He's not given us a spirit of fear. It is a spiritual force. God instead gives us power and love and of a sound mind. He brings peace to us. The Lord wants you abiding in peace. There's peace for the believer. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Don't give place to fear. It'll cause a troubling in your heart, and it will steal your peace. Don't let the enemy have place in these areas. The Bible says in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee." God is with you. He says he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. See, if you'll look to the Lord, he'll strengthen you. If you keep looking to yourself and looking at your circumstances and getting down and depressed, you're going to be in fear and you're going to be having all kinds of problems. Look to the Lord. He is your God. Let him be first place. Trust in him. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Let God be your help and your strength and the one who upholds you in your life. Hallelujah. You don't have to walk and have any fear in your life. In fact, God says, "Fear not," over and over and over in the Word of God. In Luke chapter 1, verse 74, the Bible says, "He would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life." That's good news. The gospel's good news. We've been delivered out of the hand of our enemies. And because of that, now we can serve the Lord without fear. Fear should be foreign to the believer. You may say, "Well, what do you mean? Fear is natural. Everybody has fear." You have to understand, that's the devil. That's the activity of spirits of fear, demonic spirits that are bringing fear at you. But that's not coming from your spirit. That's not normal for the believer to have fear from God's standpoint. God wants you to be liberated from that. You need to cast out every spirit of fear. And you need to fear not and realize that you can serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. All means all. And you're going to walk in holiness. You're going to walk uprightly before him because you're going to walk according to the word of God in your life. Very important that you make that decision. You know, the Lord is the strength of your life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Whatever's coming against you, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the devil. You know, I see a lot of Christians out there that have a fear of the devil. They have a fear of demons. They don't want to deal with him in overcoming in their life. They just want God just to work things out with them. You know, God is our source. But you know, God has given you authority over the devil, and he told you to take authority over the devil. He told you to cast out the demons. He told you to speak to the mountain. He told you to bind him and loose and untie his hold. He told you to take that authority and dominion and come against him with the sword of the Spirit and smite the enemies, and the God of peace will bruise Satan under your feet. You can't back off with fear of the devil. Too many people want, "Well, I just want God to do this for me. I want God to work this situation out." But God has turned around and given you authority, and he told you to take that dominion through the name of Jesus and bring forth the victory through the Word of God in your life as you do it. Praise God. You need to set yourself that I will not be afraid. Psalms 118, the Bible says, he says, "I will not fear. I'll not be afraid what man can do unto me." Don't have a fear of man. You need to be a bold witness for the Lord. Why aren't you a bold witness for the Lord? It's probably because you have a fear of man. You have a fear of what they might say. You have a fear of being rejected. You have a fear of how they might retaliate or what they might say to you. You need to repent of that. That's an area of sin in your life. You need to confess that sin of fear of man. God doesn't want you having any fear. He wants you to have boldness. He wants you to rise up. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as a lion. The wicked flee with no man pursuing them. You need boldness. You need to start confessing that I am bold and I am going to stand up and witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. I will not fear. And in whatever situation you're in, don't give place to that fear. You need to trust in the Lord. If you trust in the Lord, you won't be afraid. You can't have fear and trusting in the Lord at the same time. If you have fear, then you're not trusting in him. The Bible says, "Trust and not be afraid." Praise God. Are you believing God for some healing in your life or some answer to prayer. Don't let fear come in. It will stop your faith. Remember Jairus? Jairus had the daughter that was at the point of death, and he came to Jesus. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And on the way, he heard the negative report, your daughter's dead. And then the dart from the devil through that person from his house that said, why trouble the master any further? Otherwise, give up. And I tell you, when it looks like there's a negative report, fear tries to grip you, and you just want to give up. Well, that's the devil coming at you. What did Jesus say? As soon as he heard that word that was spoken, he said, believe only. Fear not, and believe only. God says, do not fear, but believe him. Believe him. Fear causes you to draw back. Remember what happened to the disciples there when they were walking on the water, and Peter walked out there on the water, and he got out of the boat, walked on the water, and then all of a sudden he looked at the waves that were the wind that was blowing boisterously. He got his eyes off of Jesus, and he started looking at the circumstances, and what happened? Fear gripped him. He was afraid, and it caused him to doubt, and it caused him to begin to sink. And this is exactly what will happen in your life. If you get into fear and doubt, fear is the root of doubt, because you're not believing the Word of God, not believing that God's going to perform His Word, then you are going to begin to fall. Well, Jairus did not fear. Instead, he believed only. He continued, and he saw the miracle. He saw his daughter be raised up and be healed. Fear actually gives place to the devil. In Job 3:25, the Bible says that Job said, the thing that I feared has come upon me. The thing that I greatly feared has come unto me. Fear actually is a spiritual force that will draw and open the door for the devil to come and bring destruction upon you. Whatever you're afraid of is a spiritual draw to bring those problems to you. You need to make the decision, I will not fear. I've been redeemed from fear. I will not fear because God says fear not. He's not given me a spirit of fear. I'm going to resist that fear. I can serve God without fear and holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of my life. And I'm not about to give place to fear to allow the enemy to draw problems my way. I will fear not. You deal with the area of fear in your life. Whatever areas of fear, confess them as sin. Repent and turn from them and start resisting them. And get bold for God and stand steadfast on His Word. And do not allow the devil to cause you to draw back. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.